I think it's a conspiracy. I'm so disoriented. That was the shortest witness I've ever seen anyone bring. It's the shortest testimony I've ever seen anyone bring here. And I was expecting it to go on much longer. So I prepared a short sermon. I'm going to have to preach longer. And then RB was using a different version of the hymn, I think, than the rest of us. And I was singing words he wasn't singing, and he was singing words I wasn't. I figured you guys got together, and you were trying to trip me up to see if I'm flexible, like I say, blessed are the flexible. Elizabeth and I have two cats. We love our cats. That's not true. Elizabeth loves the cats. I like the cats. That's not true. Elizabeth loves the cats. I tolerate the cats. That's not true. We love our cats, Marty and Smokey. Smokey is our older cat. Smokey won't be with us much longer. Marty is the younger one. Marty is gray and white, and Smokey is all gray. We got Smokey from Sue Turner's mother 16 years ago. One of the things that Smokey loves to do is to hide her head in my hand. She just loves to do that when she's frightened. And if my hand is not available, she likes to put her head under my arm next to my chest. And, you know, she figures nobody can see me here. This is a safe place to be. It's a secret place for Smokey. It's a hiding place for Smokey. And you and I are just like Smokey. We try to hide from God. We try. Adam and Eve tried too. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. They were gripped with fear, and their first instinct was to find a secret place and try to hide, a safe place. And that's in the beginning of the Word of God. In the end of the Word of God, there is a terrifying description of what all of mankind is going to experience. In Revelation chapter 6, beginning in verse 14, it says, "The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes and the generals, the rich and the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They call to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us. Hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?'" That's pretty gripping. Mankind, filled with fear, seeking a secret place where they can hide and hope that they will not be found by God. I remember when one of our children was being potty trained. They knew what to do, and sometimes they did it, but sometimes they didn't always do it. And when the time came, and they did not tell mommy that they needed to go, they would hide behind a chair, figuring that no one would ever find them there. A secret place, a safe place, a stinky place. Eventually, their sins were found out, and mommy found them. They were exposed. Dr. Carl Menninger, was a famous American psychologist. He died in 1990, and you may have heard of the Menninger Clinic in Topeka, Kansas. He wrote a classic book, and that book's title is Whatever Became of Sin. He said, "The word sin has almost disappeared from our vocabulary. But the sense of guilt remains in our hearts and our minds. Prisoners punished in our jails are a small minority of the offenders, because all we, like sheep, have gone astray, end quote. He added that if he could convince the patients in the psychiatric hospitals that they had been forgiven of their sins, that 75% of them could walk out the next day. He explained it this way, quote, many of these people ran away from God, and their sins kept them in a mental prison, end quote. I've known people like that in the church. I've known people who are going through that. They cannot accept the fact that God forgives them, that God loves them. They are in an emotional, mental, spiritual dysfunction. David had that problem when he faced his sin. I want you to listen again to the anguish of his words in Psalm 55, and perhaps some of you have felt this way too. David said, listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. David was looking for a secret place. He was looking for a hiding place, a safe place. Of course, he knew, just as we know, that you cannot hide from God. Do you remember his words in Psalm 139? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, Lord. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light with you. Sin separates us from the glory of God. It separates us from the holiness of God. Our reaction is to try to hide from him and to turn away from him rather than turning to him in honest confession and humility and repentance for our sin. Listen to Jeremiah 23, verse 24. Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Listen to Job 34:21. His eyes are on the ways of men. He sees their every step. There is no dark place, no deep shadow where evildoers can hide. Jeremiah echoed that in chapter 49, verse 10. God will uncover your hiding places, so that you cannot conceal yourself. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing that you can do that is secret. There are no secret places. There are so many illustrations that we could give right now, and this room is full of them. Just think about it. Some of you hid behind the barn when you smoked your first cigarette or tasted your first beer. Some of you parked your car in a dark place with somebody else and did things that God said not to do. Some of you have gone into a dark movie theater with XXX on the front of that theater. Some of you have hidden books and magazines under your mattress Some of you have traveled to distant places and you have done things in foreign places that you would never do here for fear that one of us might see you doing it. The ridiculous thing is that many of us think that we got away with it. We think that somehow if we didn't get caught, then we're in the clear. Oh, it is true that we do not always know the secret sins of one another. I don't know your secret sins, and you don't know my secret sins. At least I hope you don't. Well, I do know some of your secret sins, and you know some of mine. You and I have succeeded in trying to hide some of our secret sins from our spouses and from our children and from our grandchildren. And Hugh Brown would say, and from my great-grandchildren, you just had another one. How many great-grandchildren do you have now, Hugh? Ten or 11, not even sure how many he's got. No, don't count them because you'll concentrate on that. I want you to listen to me. Okay. But you have not succeeded in hiding your sins from Almighty God. He is always there. This statement should disturb us. It's from 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 5. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring light on what is hidden in the darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. Ouch! God will strip away the fig leaves and he will expose all of our sins and our motives as well. The things we've done and the things we've not done, the sins of commission, the sins of omission. I've heard people say, I hope I die before judgment day so I don't have to go through that. It doesn't work that way. The secrets of all the hearts will be revealed. The stupid things that you did in your youth and perhaps are still doing will be exposed. The cheating that you did on some of those tests, the cheating that you later did on some of those income taxes will be made public. The lies you told your boss will be uncovered. Sin is sin, is sin, is sin. And we will stand naked before our Heavenly Father with no fig leaves. Well, there's not much you can do to take back the things that you have already done. It is written. Aren't you humbled and grateful that God is a God who says that he casts your sins into the deepest part of the sea and remembers them no more? Forgiveness is a gift from God. But he gave us a command through Jesus. Jesus said, go and sin no more. That would be terrific if we could succeed at it, right? Both you and I know we will continue to sin. And we will continue to look for a secret place where we can try to hide from God. We are basically hopeless, you and I, were it not for Jesus Christ. But we can try. We can commit, we can recommit, we can promise, and we can promise again and again and again. We can get better, we can do better, we can care, we should care, we must care. Perhaps this little children's song should be in our hymnals. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, be careful. Be full of care. If you know it is sin, resolve not to do it. If you know it is sin, repent of it. Psalm 19, verse 14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I know that all that is the desire of your heart. I know that. Mine too. You want to please God. Yes, you do. You want to obey him. You want to honor him by your life and by the choices you make. But I also know that forbidden fruit will cross your path and you will eat it. You will rationalize, well, everybody else is doing it. Things have changed. Then something else will cross your path called conviction. The Holy Spirit will whisper in your ear, you've sinned. That's not right. You're guilty. You're not supposed to do that. You will not like that feeling when the Holy Spirit convicts you. And so you will try to hide. You will sew together some new fig leaves and you'll look for a cave. And you might even find one that has some room left in it still for all those people who've run to that cave, all those sinners who are in that cave trying to hide from God. But it will not be enough. It will not wipe your slate clean. You need a different hiding place. Psalm 32:7, Lord, you are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalm 143:8, show me the way I should go, Lord, for you lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Brothers and sisters, let's have a funeral. Why? Because you died. Colossians 3:3, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now let's have a celebration. Why? Because in Christ, you cannot lose. You cannot lose. If North Korea or any other enemy were to drop a bomb on us today, you would instantly go to heaven. You cannot lose. If the doctor gives a diagnosis and says there's no cure, you will ultimately be healed completely because you will receive a new body in heaven. You cannot lose. Patti Lipa says that all the time. Patti Lipa's been saying that to me about her life for a decade or so. So I stole that. Hallelujah. We cannot lose. So this is what I would like to invite you to do. I want to invite you to bow your head and pray this prayer. Pray this after me out loud. Lord, I praise you because you made me. Because you know the secrets of my heart. Because you came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me, Lord, in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name I pray.